and AJ. Napoli Nissan of Milford News.
Power outages, a fatality, an electrocution, and today it'll be worse. Power outages were affecting the 911 center in a hospital in New Haven. Thousands of people in New Haven. According to New Haven Office of Emergency Management Director Rick Fontana, the 911 center was operating on backup power.
Whoops.
Now, we don't have an update on this. This was as of midnight that they were on backup power. We're assuming that they're not on backup power 6 hours later.
Be nice.
And parts of Yale New Haven Hospital on
scary.
Backup power.
Very scary.
Approximately 32 outages were affecting more than 6,800 residents. That's just New Haven. And that was midnight. We'll have an update in an hour. But today it's going to be super cold.
Very, very cold.
25 degrees, but the wind will make it feel minus 25.
It's already super cold.
Mm.
Yeah, I got here. I turned my car off. And then I wanted to post the outside temperature. So it takes a second to take a picture, put it on Instagram, type something stupid, press post.
Right.
In that short period of time, the warmth in my car disappeared. Like, I was in the car for a minute. It was warmed up, drove all the way here. I turned it off, and like a minute, it was just gone. Yeah. If you have to work outside today, man, I feel for you.
Seriously.
It's brutal. It's going to get worse.
Short shifts.
And, you know, pets and elderly, you know, the whole thing. Yeah. And tomorrow's not going to be much better. And then Wednesday, Thursday, rain and warm. So Wednesday, rain 42. Thursday, heavy rain 47. So it'll melt this stuff off.
You're wearing shorts again. There you go.
Hopefully that helps. Still worry about the overnight being super cold, though.
Yeah. A subcontractor for Eversource was killed by a fallen tree in Middletown yesterday afternoon. Happened around 3:15. And they finished the repair, but as they were, you know, getting their tools together and stuff, the tree fell.
Oh, geez.
Terrible.
So we posted it on our Facebook page, and apparently many tribe members know that person.
Oh, man.
Marty wrote, "Great friend of mine, such a tragedy." Mandy wrote, "Such a tragedy. Poor guy goes to work, pays the price with his life, his poor family." Beth wrote, "Such a great guy who will be deeply missed. Such a tragedy." Erica wrote, "My dear friend from high school, RIP. And Chris wrote, "When people are bitching and moaning about their power not being immediately turned on after a storm, I hope they stop for a minute and think about this." So,
great point.
It is a great point.
Yep.
They make it look easy because this stuff never happens. And, you know, there's never an accident like someone getting electrocuted on a pole.
Yeah.
Because they know what they're doing. They do it at night in a storm while the storm's going cold.
Yep.
It's unbelievable what they do. And that was just a random tree. It was just a random, horrible, wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm watching the football game last night. Power off.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, great. So I'm lucky. I have a generator. So I went out and turned the generator on. And the guy who built my house is a freaking genius because when you're under generator power, it doesn't power the whole house. Just some sections that are important.
Yeah.
Refrigerator, furnace, hot water heater.
Oh.
Random lights.
Beer fridge.
He had the plug to the television set wired into the generator power. I'm like, I freaking love this guy. When I see Bill Griffin, I'm going to maybe kiss him.
There you go, see? Nice big man hug.
Yeah. But I'm sitting there on my couch thinking, man, those poor linemen right now, they're out in this weather climbing poles.
Yes.
It's the last place you want. You don't even want to be outside.
Yep.
Forget about climbing a pole.
And thanks to all of you.
When trees are coming down and the winds. Yeah, it's
freezing.
It's all bad.
Thank
Icy.
You.
Johnny Tree has something to add here. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, gang. How's everyone doing today?
Good, thanks.
Good, good, good. Hey, awesome news on your generator. That's one smart contractor right there. That's for sure.
Yeah, he did a good job wiring that TV up.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, I'm a licensed arborist owner tree company in the state. there's major amount of tree damage out there. And being a holiday today, there's going to be a lot of unexperienced people out there trying to do it themselves. People just know when to say when and when to call professionals. No tree is worth dying over.
That's a good point, especially when a tree has fallen. There's stress points that you wouldn't imagine. So you start cutting it, and then all of a sudden it just kicks out, Whoa. Snaps.
Yeah, so especially with all the ice on the tree, because it adds so much extra weight, so it changes the dynamics of the trees. So things are not exactly what people are used to, especially when you're not a professional. So just everyone heads
good
up.
Point.
Know your limitations and be safe out there, everyone, please.
All right, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. And then in New Haven, a motorist reportedly received an electrical shock after wires fell on top of a vehicle in New Haven. According to officials, around 9:50 a.m., police detoured traffic in the area of North Frontage Road and Park Street due to down wires. Police said a blown electrical transformer caused the wires to fall on the vehicle.
Oops.
The motorist drove over a downed energized electrical wire in the street. These are the things when they have the press conference and they say, don't drive over wires and don't do this and don't do that. We're like, all right.
Yeah.
People aren't stupid. Hmm. They're talking to those people.
Yeah.
You know? When they say, yeah, don't light your gas grill in the house. Right. I'm like, duh.
Who's going to do that?
I'm it's like, so yeah, that's true. There is that population that's like,
There's a reason why they have to say these things.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Don't leave your generator running in your garage. Don't right. do this. Don't do that.
Right.
Don't drive over power lines.
Write it down.
So it's not known if the motorist sustained any injuries, but he was transported to Yale New Haven Hospital for medical evaluation. Jeez.
See that guy with his hair all sticking out?
People
down the road.
Yeah, it's the person who looks like someone from Weird Science.
Wah, wah.
That's him. Point and laugh.
His name is Wyatt. No, it's Watt.
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 Watt. Why would a naked man walk into a courthouse?
Why?
Coming up in Dumbass News, Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. Scott Haney, weather god, on the show now. Hey.
Maybe that guy had a debriefing.
Wagga, wagga.
Huh. That's good.
That is good. Grab this clip. We're playing it like 100 times in Dumbass News.
Yes.
So funny.
No, I like that.
That was really good. Oh, my God. How are you?
Good.
Weekend.
So, people yeah. complain when you guys get it wrong. You guys got this not only yeah, right, was, but right on the money.
There wasn't as much snow, but that was kind of changing Friday night into Saturday, and we kind of let you know about that. But, boy, talk about ice accretion, just really tough, especially in parts of central Connecticut, like towns like Cheshire, Meriden, Prospect, Hamden, Wallingford got whacked with a lot of ice, even the further north you went. Now, the further north you went up into northwest Connecticut, it was more snow than anything else, but everybody got a period of icing yesterday, and that unfortunately led to downed trees and power lines, and unfortunately that one fatality in the state, which is not good.
Horrible.
Yeah, horrible.
Just
really
got
horrible.
Done fixing, the, you know, they were done with the job, and yeah. then a tree broke.
Isn't it amazing? It's just horrible.
Ugh.
Like, you know, the talk about wrong place, wrong time, just an unfortunate scenario. But our thoughts and prayers go out to that gentleman and his family. Just,
absolutely.
Yep. Just tough. So now we're dealing with the brutal cold. Did you see the wind chill values this morning in Salisbury?
Was it it was below 15?
30 degrees below zero. 30. It's 20. Well, hang on. Let me just check right now.
I feel like if you walk up to a car with a hammer, it'll shatter at that.
Oh, my gosh. That's it's right. unbelievable. Hang yeah. on a second. I just want to pull up the.
Don't lick metal.
Yeah. Wow. <well.
laughs> Oh, my God.
Wind chill.
We need a
Let's
dummy.
All right. 23
Get
below.
Get softball.
23 below at Bradley. It's 28 degrees below zero at in Salisbury. Where you guys are at New Haven, down to closer to New Haven, 16 degrees below zero.
That's 16. With the wind?
That's with the wind.
Yeah.
Ugh. So 14 degrees in Bridgeport, below zero. 21 degrees below zero in Groton right now with the wind chill. And that wind keeps on keeping on all day today out of the northwest as Yoshi makes a departure to the north and east. and then high pressure builds in. But the difference between the two pressure systems creating quite the gradient out there with very, very strong winds out of the north and west, and that wind is not subsiding all day today. Tonight, it'll start to relax a little bit, but still northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour sustained with higher gusts of 30. And then tomorrow when you wake up, more of the same. It'll be like zero tomorrow at Bradley, maybe 7, 8, 9, 10 along the shoreline. But the wind will still be with us tomorrow morning, and then it starts to subside. The numbers tomorrow move into the mid to upper 20s, which is it's still 10 degrees below average, but yeah, that's really some better news. And then by Wednesday and Thursday, we're in the mid 40s.
All right.
With rain?
Shorts.
With rain.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of melting taking place on Wednesday. There could be some small, some poor drainage flooding it doesn't look like a whole lot of rain, but with the ice melting and the snow melting and the drains, some of the drains are clogged up, there could be some poor drainage flooding.
It adds up.
It does add up. So it's not good. Not good.
Damn.
Dang.
Dang.
Let's go to Florida.
Dang. Who names the storms over there?
Yeah. Bruce and Mark.
Yoshi. Yep.
You got to get another crew on that.
Where'd they get that
It
name?
Brought us a lot of attention. That.
Good attention.
It's kind of hard to find a Y name.
What would you use as a Y name, Scott?
What would I have used?
Yeah.
Old Yeller.
How about Winter Storm? That's so much better.
Yolanda.
Yolanda. I don't know.
Yolanda.
Yolanda would have been good. But,
I like that. That sounds tough.
Yolanda.
Yvette. That starts with a Y, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that does sound with a Y. Right.
How about Yams?
I think it had to be a boy's name this time around.
Wow.
Because it goes, anyway. But
what about Yanni?
Yep.
Start with why?
Yanni.
Yanni. Yeah. Isn't that a group? Like a music or a music man or something?
Yeah.
I don't. And then they put it to a vote, and the audience votes. They get a choice of names, and then the audience gets to vote.
Yeah.
How about things like Winterstorm Crap or God damn it?
Or Milk and Bread.
Winterstorm, we haven't gotten up
to the G's yet, but let's see what we can do.
All right, Scott, thank you.
All right, guys, we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, man.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scott's Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.